with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Israel's attacks on southern Lebanon are intensifying in the wake of Hezbollah's firing of rockets into northern Israel. In a video message to the Lebanese people, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the Israeli military is warning people in southern and eastern Lebanon to leave their homes as operations continue.
I urge you, take this warning seriously. Don't let Hezbollah endanger your lives and the lives of your loved ones. Don't let Hezbollah endanger Lebanon. Please, get out of harm's way now. Once our operation is finished, you can come back safely to your homes.
Thousands of Lebanese fled the south, and the main highway out of the southern port of Sidon was jammed with cars heading toward Beirut in the biggest exodus since 2006. A top defense expert warns China's likely preparing for a number of cyber strategies to shut down key U.S. infrastructure in the event of a war. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
Retired Congressman Mike Gallagher was impressed with Israel's recent use of exploding pagers against Hezbollah.
Remarkable if you start to think through everything that was necessary to make it happen.
But the former head of the House Select Committee on China says he can't help but wonder what similar attacks China could pull off.
If, for example, the Chinese were to disable cranes, smart cranes at port facilities.
All part of what Gallagher says could be
the disabling potentially of infrastructure in the heart of America.
Former Congressman Mike Gallagher was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
The man accused in the apparent assassination attempt of Donald Trump wrote a note months earlier saying he intended to kill the former president. That's according to a detention memo filed by the Justice Department. On Wall Street, the Dow by 61 points, the Nasdaq rose 25. This is SRN News. Over the weekend, about 6,000 fans of the Christian television series The Chosen traveled from all over the nation to Orlando, Florida to meet with cast and crew of the crowd-funded series. The event featured workshop speeches and previews of the upcoming season. Executive producer Ryan Swanson tells SRN News, Chosen Con 2024 was a chance to give something back to the show's loyal audience.
This week is a celebration of the fans because we can't do without them, much more so than other shows that might say, we're out here for the fans or, you know, an event like this. We are in a symbiotic relationship with our fans where they allow us to continue doing with what we're doing. So any opportunity we can to share with an audience what the Bible makes us feel is something that we'll seize on, and that's where we've dedicated our lives as filmmakers to.
Tomorrow we'll hear from actual fans with their on-site reaction to the weekend's big Chosen Con 2024. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stock indexes added slightly to the record highs and relatively subdued trading on Wall Street. The S&P 500 rose 0.3%, beating the all-time high it set on Thursday. The benchmark index coming off its fifth winning week in the last six. The Dow added 0.1% to its own record set Friday. The Nasdaq composite rose 0.1%. Treasury yields held relatively steady after a report suggested U.S. service businesses are continuing to grow, though manufacturing is continuing to shrink. The Dow up 61 points today to 42,129. The Nasdaq gained 26 to 17,974. The S&P 500 added 16 to 5718. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.